Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Never thought we'd need have a need for a cry spa, but that's a thing now, and it's popping up.
I love this. Bring it on.
The first pop-up cry spa was such a success, they're continuing to schedule more of them.
Yeah.
The Sob Parlor is what it's called. It's a place where you can have an emotional release and book a 30-minute appointment in a private, cozy cry room. Come sob on your lunch break and then go right back to work. There's no therapy involved. You're not talking to anyone. Although if you do have a mental health crisis as a result of your cry sesh, there is someone you can talk to.
Oh, good.
But it's not included for the price.
How much is it?
It doesn't say exactly how much he's charged. Well, it's for $20.
Oh, that's worth it.
$20 to sit in a room by yourself, cry, and they have different things to help you induce tears.
Like what?
Well, he'll give little cues. He'll say, think of the most recent person you love that you've lost.
Yeah.
Think about a sensitive time in your life. Just to get you to, don't start.
I can't.
This is fantastic.
No, this is fantastic because Pidge and I should totally steal this idea and do it here in Minnesota. We have all the steps. I think there are way more criers out there than they would care to admit.
This is perfect for moms. Moms don't have time to cry. We just don't. You got to take care of husbands and houses and make sure everybody's going where they got to go. My dog Kitty, I've not cried. I've cried over him, but the amount of times I've wanted to cry in the past year and I have to hold it in because I'm like, once I cry, I'm just not going to be able to stop and I just don't have time for that. I would love to go into a room by myself with no interruptions and just bawl my freaking face off.
Huh.
There's so many things I could cry about. I just don't have time to cry. I just can't cry.
We really struck a deep vein here.
Guys, this is fantastic. Jeez. I will go in on this. I will open this.
Oh, so she's going to... Okay, well, you know what? Maybe do it at Burnsville Center. They're closing. There's so many vacancies. You know, take up the old MyPillow store and turn it into a sob parlor.
I think this is fantastic.
This guy is seeing a lot of younger people show up. Mm-hmm. Stressed out people who work in New York. Living that life in Manhattan.
Life is so expensive right now. There's a million things I could cry about. Life is stressful. Lots of anxiety. People have a lot of anxiety, especially since COVID. It's hard to get into therapy. You have to be on a waiting list for a year almost.
Okay.
6 months.
So he has tear-jerking songs that he's put together. He's got playlists from hip hop, R&B, pop rock, whatever your style, this particular woman.
I definitely wouldn't be listening to Tupac while I'm trying to cry, but whatever.
No, maybe I want to know what love is or something that.
Like a sad one.
Something that really gets you in it, because that's a song I can drive down the freeway listening to. I want to know what love is. And then I just get a deep cry in, and anybody driving by is like, oh my God. God, he looks insane.
See, this is the concern. You know, you have these sob parlors set up, and in the room next to you, you have someone like Crisco, who when he cries, he wails.
We have to get soundproof walls, obviously.
Do you know how much that costs? It's not possible. But listen, just give a good example.
Oh, no.
Work into it. See, he does this fighting it. He'll fight it.
And then I'll start talking, and my voice will kind of be like, no. It sounds like I'm equal parts gassy and crying, and then it turns into a full it sounds like a baby narwhal, having a full-on experience.
How could you have a cry session when you have this?
Why did you love me, Mom?
Because then I would cry and laugh at the same time. I'd be like, this is amazing and hilarious and sad all at the same time. It probably would help me cry.
Babe, you're the only one who loved me, and you left. Why?
I put my hand on your wall and I'd be like, I know, sir.
Right.
I know.
Why does Dez get everything and I get nothing? It the worst life ever. And then you just walk out of the building. You're like, have a good one. Thank you. Do I just put my cry towel over here? Or? Yeah. Like, you just walk out with your soaking wet cry towel. And you're like, thank you so much.
I'll see you. Do it during work hours because, like, I would cry my eyelashes off, mascara off. And then you'd have to get ready for work and your eyes would be all puffy. You got to do it, like, on your way home or something.
I already have a partnership, though, a deal in place because you could have this place to go and sob and get your emotions out and then have a sob borrows. Right there. You know what I mean? It writes itself. Hey, get yourself a slice of Sabaros on the way out.
Huh? Well, yeah. See, Burnsville Center, didn't they have one of those?
They did.
Yeah. Just,
they probably left some ingredients there. It's probably fine.
You eat your feelings.
Exactly. Because
eat your feelings. That's healthy.
I'll take another large pizza,
and then you
please.
Cry because you ate too much feelings.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me cry when I eat too many feelings.
For the past 20 years, I take a drive to cry because it's the only place I have privacy and time. Yeah. And yes, I do get loud. That's why I can't hide in front of other people. I would love a cry room.
We're like the Planet Fitness of crying. We don't judge here.
I love this.
There's no judging. Just come on in, cry, throw your towel in the bin, and have a good one.
I think my favorite part would be reading the reviews.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if we had different scenes from movies where you could select, you know, a scene from The Notebook if you want to watch that. You know, maybe if you have a romance issue.
The movie Stepmom. Have you seen that with Julia Roberts? I was and Hachi. Have you seen Hachi with Richard Gere?
There you go.
I was crying so hard on an airplane that I was like, like that. And I was like, I've never done that before over this stupid movie Hachi, the dog.
How about Coco from Disney?
I didn't cry over that one.
Any family loss. If you've had any family loss and they start playing Remember Me, you're like, oh my God, I do remember you and all the good times and the bad.
We were in the theater watching Stepmom and every person in that theater was bawling their face off.
I want to know what love is.
This is amazing. I'm in.
I want you to hold me.
Wow.
Oh God.
I didn't
my
realize.
My eyes are even watery thinking about it.
Ryan, hold
me. I just want to go cry.
You two are unhinged.
I just want to cry. Don't life hug me hard. Because I'll cry if you hug me.
Oh, God, I'm coming in. No. Bring it over.
Okay, let's move on.